The Odd Angry Shot, written by William Nagle and read by Humphrey Bauer. Standing beside a 44-gallon drum filled with coke at the airbase. Richmond, wasn't it? Shit, it's cold. Pissing rain. Remember how your back froze when you turned around and your front froze when you did the reverse? Harry arrived with two cups of cocoa made on milk.
You know we're getting Armalites when we get there.
What, straight away?
Nah, when we get to Nui Dat.
Shit, we'll stir the indigenous population up then, eh?
Remember what the man said. You have visitors in South Vietnam, said Harry.
Thank the Jesus that it's over there and not here.
What do you mean?
That we're visitors. Remember Smokey Dawson on the other side of the 44-gallon drum and the way his face seemed distorted by the heat haze.
I can just see my old lady's face if the old mole next door came in for a natter and sprayed the lounge with 762 tracer. It'd scare the fuck out of your flying ducks, said Harry.
Remember when he said that, I laughed. The plastic mug warmed my hands. Harry and I were mates.
Ready to emplane in 15 minutes. Ready to emplane in 15 minutes. Ready to emplane in...
Jesus, does he think a man's deaf? Bloody RAAF pogo. Grab your rifle, boy. Kiss goodbye to the southern land of the Holy Ghost. That's what they called it in grade 4. A Qantas 707.
Shit, this is the way to go to war, said Harry.
Sleep a little. Wake up after a short while. Check my pistol. Most illegal. Half the unit's carrying their own. Beretta 7.65mm, just in case. Only a pro would have his own pistol. Sleep. Bye-bye, kids and parks. We'll protect you. Remember the bus, chartered. Seemed all a bit unmilitary, but what the hell anyway? Your mate Charlie had come out to see you off.
Take care of yourself, you skinny shit. Make sure they're all dead when I get there. Don't drink all the piss over there.
It had dawned on you as you pulled your greatcoat collar up around your ears that you were going to war. No, it had dawned on you a few days earlier when you were slumped on your bed in room 17 and for a moment you were scared. Shit, you thought. You're a pro. Pros don't get scared. And if they do, they certainly don't show it. You remembered that someone had said that more people die in road accidents in Australia than get killed in Vietnam. That was reassuring. You told yourself that you didn't need reassuring. You were a pro. You jumped out of planes, climbed cliffs, had wings on your sleeve. You were better than the rest of them already. You could take it. What the hell anyway? You hoped that the bitch who hadn't written to you for weeks would miss you when you were gone. She'd write. She'd wake up to the fact that you were a man and that you were the type of man who would look after her and protect her, etc. Remember when you got to the airport? 7 days pre-embarkation leave. That's what it said on the leave pass. You had to stand in the queue and wait to check your baggage in, but you didn't. You knew that they were only civilians, and you somehow felt better than them. Superior. You were protecting them. Luggage checked in.
Go for a walk, eh?
Yeah, let's have a bit of a stroll around the place. Strain your ears when you walk past groups of people. They knew you were going to war. They knew you weren't like all these long-haired bastards. They knew that you were one of the gutsy ones. You'd lay down your life for them. And by Jesus, for your country, too. Yeah, your country was important. They knew that. Strain your ears a bit more. Are they talking about us? They looked at us. Shit, they might be here to see us off. Isn't that bloody nice of them? You know they're the type of Australian we're fighting for. Good on them. Notice a poster. Welcome home, Robin. Remember feeling like you wished that you could have taken Robin's place. It wasn't us after all. Feel a little stupid? Fuck 'em, rotten bastards. They could all drop dead right now, and you wouldn't lose 1 ounce of sleep. Wouldn't bat an eyelid. Courage regained. You're still on top. Who the hell was Robin anyway? Your war was in the papers every day. Bloody Robin wasn't more important than you anyway.